All right. Welcome in to the Toilets to Titles podcast, episode number 61. And this episode is going to be DFS 101. I got some guests I'd like to bring on, but before I do that, let me go through some formalities, all right? You can follow the show on Twitter. We are at Toilets to Titles. You can listen to the show on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean. We're on Facebook. We got a Facebook group called When a Family Breaks. We buy, sell, trade sports cards on there, interact with the sports community. We have a Toilets of Titles Facebook page. We're on Spotify. However you're listening to us, if you would, we would really appreciate you go to our YouTube channel. The YouTube link will be either at our Twitter handle. It'll be in there. It'll be in the show notes, whatever. You know, hit the subscribe button, hit the like button. That, you know, that helps us out, and we would really appreciate that. What else could help us out? We just started doing this. We have a Patreon, all right? We're going into year two. We just started year two, and we've started a Patreon account. It's patreon.com/toiletstotitles. We got three tiers. First tier is $3. We're going to have a group chat on WhatsApp where we talk about everything, you know, fantasy football, whatever. You can ask us your questions, community thing. That's $3 a month. $5 a month is we're going to have a waiver wire episode in season, and we're going to get it to you on Tuesdays. It's going to drop regularly on Wednesdays, but you're going to get it on Tuesdays in case your leagues do their waivers a little earlier. You're going to get an entry into our Frankenstein League. All right. You're going to get in there as a listener. And then also you still get the T2T group chat. And then finally the $10 per month. We get one-on-one roster analysis from any of the guys over at Toilets of Titles. You reach out to us, you send us your roster. We can tell you what we think. Also, you get a free entry into our Frankenstein League. So not just in, you get in for free. It's $25 value. T2T group chat and the early access. Speaking of Frankenstein, the way to get in there is either, you know, the $5 per month tier two or tier three, or you can do it by giving us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts. Throw us a five-star review, take a picture of it, send it to us. It's a good one. If it's funny or cool, makes me look great. You know, you can make me look great. That's an easy way to get into the Frankenstein League. You'll get in. You know, DM us a screen cap and we'll get you in there. Also, I want to let everybody know we have a Trey Lance signed mini helmet we're doing a giveaway for. Way to enter that and to get it is you got to donate a minimum of $2 to the Tim Tebow Foundation, T2T. So there's a $2 in there. You got to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Email a screenshot of the donation and the subscription to toiletsofthetitles@gmail.com to be entered. Once we get to $200 donated to the Tebow Foundation, then we're going to do a random drawing. And the Tim Tebow Foundation helps fight human trafficking. That's the foundation that we donated to last year during the season. So you go ahead and do that. And that's a way to get in. So, man, we're ready to go. I'm pretty excited. I've been away. I was out in Tennessee, Virginia. I was up in the mountains, man. I was a mountain man. My beard isn't as long as it's been in the past, but it's more real because this beard grew in the mountains. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm ready to go, though. I'm back. It's good to go. It's good to be here. We're good to go. So let me bring in the first guest. I'm not even going to try. Joe, I don't know how to pronounce your last name, Joe. So the intro is cut a little short. I'll tell everybody where they could find you. But first, you got to tell me, Joe, how do we pronounce your last name?
Yeah, we should have went over that earlier.
Irachi. Yeah. Again? What's that?
Irachi.
Irachi. Oh, okay. I like it.
But we've heard every variation, you know, of it. So no, not offended when somebody butchers it.
I get you. I didn't want to disrespect you, though, on air and try to pronounce that. But Joe is the host of Two Tickets to Fantasy podcast at Two Ticks, T-I-X, Two Fantasy. You can see it if you're watching on YouTube. Justin, who's in the background right now doing big things, he's got it down there on the YouTube channel. You can see where to follow him. Joe, why don't you tell us a little bit about your podcast, how long it's been going, where people can listen to it, all that good stuff.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, and I'll be the first to say we are a COVID-created podcast, right? We had, you know, had to change things up a little bit last March as everybody was at home and passionate about football and fantasy football. So a buddy and I, Jeff Mesha and I, started it, and it was a great year. We really don't know our ass from our hand when it comes to podcasting. What we do know is fantasy football and football, and we have a passion for it. So, you know, we try to kind of go over what happened, the big stories the week prior, in the NFL, whether it be fantasy related or just some of the crazy things that happened. I mean, 2020, there were so many crazy finishes. There was so much content to talk about, regardless of fantasy, just what happened week to week. But then, you know, really get down to fantasy, try to split the time between league talk and DFS, you know, waiver wire pickups for the week from a league perspective, do a little stardom sit-em, and then we'll usually quickly go through a 1 p.m. kind of main game slate lineup on either FanDuel or DraftKings. Give the listeners what we think on a Thursday or a Friday. Looks like a good lineup. Always tricky with injuries. You're always making those tweaks on Sunday morning, but we do the best we can to, you know, bring some content in, very organic. I'm not a big numbers guy. We certainly look at the data when we're looking at this stuff, but it's really just two football fans talking about football and the guys they like on a given week. So I appreciate the opportunity to talk about it today.
No sweat, man. That's the type of podcast I'm into, man. I just want to feel like I'm sitting in a room with other guys, you know, talking about things I'm interested in, and football is one of them. Another thing I'm interested in, though, is Disney travel. All right. I'm a Disney fanatic. I go every year. If you know me personally, you know that. If you know me through, you know, fantasy sports, you know that. And Justin, who was in the chat with me a little earlier, I was telling him this next guest that I'm bringing on, his name's Kurt Stone. I was telling him, I compared him to the Matthew Berry of Disney podcasts. And I'm geeking a little bit having him on. It's our first time talking live. And this is Kurt Stone, host of the Geeking On WDW podcast. That's on Twitter at Geeking On WDW. Kurt, what's happening?
Hey, guys. So glad to be here, John. We've had a hard time getting together. Joe and I know each other from work. I brought him on because I am not a fan. I enjoy doing fantasy football. I do a little bit of that at work, and I've really enjoyed it. We'll talk about that. But Joe has trained me on fantasy football. Him and I have a bunch of passions together. He's like one of my internal customers, but we spend a lot more time talking about things we're passionate about. And yes, I've been doing the Geeking On Walt Disney World podcast for 7 years now. Can't believe it,
man. So when you said, "Hey guys," and not "Hey geeks," threw me off a little bit. It threw me off. That's what I was expecting, but it's fine. You know, this isn't the forum for that. But we are essentially geeks. We're numbers guys. You know what I mean? So we fit right into that category. But it's definitely great to have you on, Kurt. I know, again, we're here to talk fantasy sports, but there are people out there. We're all obsessive. So there are some people who are listening to the show who might be as obsessed with Disney as I am. Tell them where they can find your content before we start talking about fantasy sports.
Yeah, I'm a podcaster purely. So you got to go to your podcast app and search Disney World, and you'll see this gear looking logo. So Geeking On, yeah, it's action. I don't know. I've said that to people. My name, I came up with that. I'm surprised. I don't know if it's stupid or weird, but that's I'm actively geeking on Walt Disney World on a weekly basis. And I started the podcast with my daughter, Lindsay. And it was, I researched podcasting for about 2 years before I wanted to take just a passion of mine and something. And I knew my daughter too, and my wife were passionate about Disney World. We went every year for 20 years or so. And I didn't want to do something on work. I wanted to do something fun. And so that's how Geeking on Walt Disney World podcast started. And I went down to, for my work, I did Walt Disney World in 1999, and I had never been to Florida. I'd never been to Disney World. I always wanted to go as a kid, but just things didn't, you know, my family didn't work out, but I was just blown away by Disney World. And my wife came and we brought the kids. And then, so it's been a fun ride for many years, but the podcast has been a passion too, just podcasting and the community that I've built. And I enjoy, like you guys were talking before we started recording. It's amazing the people that are involved and passionate about something, especially Disney World.
Right on, man. It's definitely something I think that we all can relate to. You know what I mean? Because again, we're talking about stuff we're passionate about, and it's definitely a lot more fun to do than, you know, talking about stuff we're forced to do. It comes out a little easier, and I think people enjoy listening to it. That's why I enjoy listening to your show, especially not just you, the way you interact with the community and all the guests you bring on, because it's always different takes. And that's what we try to do with our show. We try to always bring on guests. You know, we have about 18 members now. We got them coming on. We have an Australian podcast. It's the Toilets and Titles Down Under Dynasty. It's strictly Dynasty. So, I mean, the interaction, you know, the passion, all that stuff is great. And that's what keeps me coming back and doing this stuff. So definitely interested to hear your takes this week on some fantasy sports. I know you're a bit of a beginner. I think we have with this DFS roundtable we're doing, I think Joe is the expert in here. I'm a little bit intermediate. I'm more of a dynasty guy, and I think Kurt is the beginner. So I think we got levels here. Before we get into this fantasy sports content, I do want to mention that Justin, who is in the background right now, he's been doing his team-by-team breakdowns. They haven't released on Apple Podcasts. They're not releasing on Podbean. Go to our YouTube channel. I think Justin may have done about 10 so far, 10 to 12. He's in the background, so he can't confirm. But we did record the Dallas Cowboys episode last night, and that's my team. And up. So he's saying up 14. 14. No. Up 16. Okay, maybe about 16. So half the teams, you could find them in there. But we had a Kyle Yeomans on last night, Coach Dan. We talked Dallas Cowboys. So go YouTube, on our YouTube channel. You could find your team, and you could find us talk, or anybody talking about it that's representing that Justin brought on. So that's some good stuff in there. So, all right, let's talk about some fantasy sports. Joe, I'm going to pass it to you first. How'd you get into fantasy football, and about how long you've been playing for?
Yeah, so we were just talking about it. Our oldest league, I think, is 22 years old now. So right around 2000, 1999. And the crazy part about it, we call it the CTNFL. Can't think of a name, football league. But we've got about 6 out of the original 10. And we've had, you know, 21 years. We've had guys who have unfortunately passed. We've had people drop here and there. But with 6 out of 10 are still the original in the league. So that is one of the leagues I certainly take the most pride in that I'm commissioner of. I'm in about 5 to 7 leagues per year. And I would say, I love it. I love having the, you know, and they're all with buddies for the most part. I'll do some free ESPN stuff or whatever, but my pay leagues are all, you know, buddy driven, whether it's work people like Kurt or just, you know, my friends from home or whatnot. And I just love that camaraderie. I love the amount of texting. You know, I should look at my Verizon invoice to see my text volume September to January is so much higher than it is from, you know, February to August when it's not football season. And a lot of that
is. You need the apps, man. You need the apps. Right. All ours are WhatsApp, GroupMe. You got to start talking to your boys and tell them you got to get on the apps.
I know. We got to get these groups going. But yeah, no, I love that, you know, the trade talk and everything like that. I also have a passion with being the commissioner of leagues. I've learned as people always say, I hate it when I'm not driving and I'm in the passenger seat. That drives me nuts. It's kind of how I feel about doing a league, you know, and it's not being critical. Everybody runs a league differently. And that's one of the great things about being in multiple. But sometimes when you see something go a little astray within a league, I really like being commish. We always have a co-commish, so it's always a democratic league. But I have a passion, too, about setting the league up, you know, making it, giving all 10 or 12 owners the best chance possible to, you know, have a good team and win and everything and keeping it democratic. So that whole process Justin was talking about before we got on today, you know, and you too, you were talking about the off season and enjoying the off season and the process of preparing. I love that commissioner process, putting the league together, keepers, dynasty, setting all of that up, you know, discussing all of the rules during the league. You know, we go to vote for a lot of different rules when we're going to make changes, you know, scoring. I'm really anal. I love looking at the scoring of a league and really letting it evolve as football evolves. Really quickly, I'll say, like, defensive scoring. I don't think it's appropriate to have the standard defensive scoring in fantasy football leagues that it was in 2000. The scoring is so up. If a team allows 21 now, that's a good defensive day. But in a lot of leagues, you're only getting 2, 3, 4 points for that. So, you know, that's one thing that I'll tirelessly, annually take a look at and say, okay, with the way the NFL is today, does our scoring system make sense? So just, you know, from a league perspective, love that. FanDuel, DraftKings, DFS, I think I started those about 10, 12 years ago. It's like it's like having the on and on off again girlfriend throughout your whole 20s, that same person. And if you take all 10 years of your 20s, five of them you loved that girl, the other five you hated her. That's what DFS is like, but I also love that torment and I'm addicted to that torment.
I love it, man. I love it. Hey, you ever play IDP?
No, I haven't actually.
Because I heard your struggle with defensive scoring. That's the answer, my friend.
I know, right?
I compare that to watching a game on television is playing with offensive only. Watching the game on panoramic widescreen, like that's boom. Like when you start playing with individual defensive players, like it, you never want to go back. You got guys on both sides of the ball.
How many active do you usually have on a roster in a base league for IDP for defensive players?
Oh, man. So I created a league. I commission as well. I commission, I want to say, four or five leagues, dynasty leagues. And one of them, it's called the Fictional Fantasy Football League. And this one was a little bit of a project for me. So I created it. You have to start a legitimate defense. And what I mean by that, you pick a formation in the beginning of the season. You could change it once. So you have a defensive coordinator. You don't pick a defensive coordinator, but you have one. You have a scheme. So if it's 3-4, you got to run a 3-4-4. It's 4-2-5, you got to run a 4-2-5. So we have you starting 11 guys on defense, every position. And then now you could choose, say, if it's a – because we play like two quarterbacks, blah, blah, blah. I want to say there's like 40 people on the roster. And then you got about a taxi squad of 5 to 10 players. So it's, you know, it's pretty deep. So, you know, it's I'll share that with you afterwards and we could talk. We could talk commissioner stuff. Maybe we'll get something going.
I like that.
Kurt, so now how did you get into fantasy football and how long have you been playing?
About 5 years. I started a new job in a new group and they had a fantasy. I think they had it already going. They've been playing for a while. So I this group of guys that it's a 10 person league. I got into that and I had my passions and I have a lot of passions in sports. I played sports as a kid and I loved basketball, baseball, football. I kind of lost. I was not watching NFL very much. I found myself. I was really switching over to baseball more. Maybe it's through my coaching with my kids and stuff. I don't know why. I just kind of got into baseball more. And Joe and I are both Yankees fans, by the way.
So am I, man. I'm from New York. I live in New York.
All right. Uh-huh. Good. We got that in common. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan too.
Heck man, Kurt, we're like.
Is that weird?
Different mother. I'm a Cowboys fan.
We got a lot of similar passions there, John. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know what I was doing. I remember I did something stupid. We used the ESPN app. I did something like I dropped. I think I was trying to get him off the bench, and I dropped him off my team. That was the biggest one I did. And the commissioner would not like, it was like my number one player too, or something stupid like that.
Joe wouldn't let that happen. Right, Joe?
That's when I remember he walked in. He's like, I'm in a fantasy football league. I said, all right, here we go. Forget about the work stuff we were going to talk about today.
Yeah. Joe did a lot of definitely training and we still talk about our teams, how we did with our drafts and stuff. I got hooked, man. I'm an analytical guy anyway, too. So there, you know, the analytics are fascinating. And yeah, I really got, and my youngest son, who was still living with me at the time, he's now graduated college and he's moved out of the house, but he would get mad at me because he got into football about the same time and he was watching the Cowboys. And I'm like, I'm rooting for the other team because I got a fantasy football guy on there. I'm not that passionate with the Cowboys than apparently because I'm more passionate about my fantasy football team. I think in my league, I think a lot of these guys play a lot of different leagues and they have paid leagues and they spend more attention with those other leagues than my league. So I've done really well. I think I've won 3 out of the 5 years.
Dang.
Right, huh?
But I haven't seen any commission from this.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Joe. Well, you can take a percentage because we're not it'd be zero still. But yeah, I'm kind of proud of that. And it's more of a we all work together and we do the same technology and and we support the same technology. So I have a weekly meeting, and we have a segment in our weekly meeting that we talk about the fantasy football, and we just needle each other about it. So it's been a fun rivalry through this. But I'm afraid to join like leagues that you guys do because I'll probably suck.
Man, that's the start though. You got to break through this. Like if you're interested and if you think you'll like it, you got to break through that. You can't let that hold you back, man. It's like
I'm afraid though too because this does take up a lot. Man, I used to commute to work on a bus, and I did all my fantasy football analysis on the bus. To add this passion to my podcast, I don't know.
Listen, there's people I know who play in like 50 plus leagues. That's crazy. I play in 7 or 8, and that's still crazy. But you know, it's not 50. You could get in one or two more and broaden the horizons a little bit. You'll be okay.
I know. I'm really. The other thing, I'd like to be focused on what I intentionally do, whether it's at work.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I started the Disney World podcast. It was, I want to take a lot of effort and time in my passion, and I want it to be focused. So I'm pretty choosy in what I focus on. So I think you're right. I could probably do another one. So
it's been really interesting though, real quick. Like when, you know, he first started fantasy football, and he's right, he didn't know his ass from his hand. Right. But you know, he learned the players and everything. And year one, it was about like, no, this is what you want. Well, yeah, this guy's good on the field, but he's not necessarily good fantasy football wise. Right.
Big.
Like Tom Brady is Tom Brady. He's the GOAT, but you know, he's not necessarily, especially those last couple of years with the Patriots, a great fantasy play, especially in a league. So it's getting training the mind that way. But then like year two, year three, Kurt would come in and be like, hey, I saw that whoever it was on waivers. And I know that the starting running back got hurt last week. So I think I'm going to try to pick him up because he's probably going to start. And when you see that evolution of him starting to think like that, it's like, all right, he's hooked. Here we go.
Well, yeah. And I'm watching the ESPN fantasy show and I'm watching and I'm getting the video. That's what I'm doing on what I was doing on the bus. I was watching the videos on YouTube of Matthew Berry. I kind of tend to go with his stuff, I think, a lot of his recommendations. I really pay attention to him. And yeah, so I'm tuned into what they're saying and what they're doing. And I'm usually beating, that's where I am beating. Like I was trying to look. While you guys were talking before, I couldn't remember. I have a horrible memory, but James Robinson, I picked him up early I beat my teammates or my league mates in getting him. Boy, that's how I've won, picking up those waiver wire guys.
The funny thing is, I was on Divine Ozigbo. If you remember last year, he was a kid, I think from Nebraska, or was one of those red and white teams from college. There was a picture of him. Like I listen to those guys, but I also like, I don't know. I get feelings, like gut feelings based upon things. There was a picture of him like shotgunning a can of Gatorade with Gardner Minshew at practice. And I was like, that's the guy. It's going to be Ozigbo. There's chemistry. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
and I picked him up, and I got Robinson in one league, but I was more on Ozigbo. So it's crazy, like the paths that are took, and then you know how things split, success and failure. You know what I mean? But the thing is, there's so many opportunities for players to succeed. You can miss on one guy and get somebody else. You know what I'm saying? As long as you're staying active, and that's where I get it. You want to be able to focus and be active. You don't want to do something if you're not going to be able to put full intent into it, because then you know. It's always creeping in the back of your mind, like, I'm not doing the best I can. And I get it. You know, that is frustrating.
Joe Clark is watching. He said I sound like him.
Yeah, that's my cousin. That's Joe. Yeah. Joe said with the four leagues. So four leagues is pushing it. He gets it. I think he gets the, you know, what we were just talking about. So Joe said he got Robinson. He picked him up early in all three leagues. So maybe.
Yeah.
Don't even listen to our show. Just listen to Matthew Berry. Listen to our show for fun.
I'm so excited to be here with you guys. You know, and I will listen to you guys and your podcasts and your ideas. I'll definitely get excited about that. And Well, I've had my personal mentor with Joe here, and but I mean the one thing I would listen to, I'm in, you know, this many leagues, I'm doing this, like, and I'd complain about something. He said, you know, half of it is just luck.
Yeah.
Stay away from injuries, and you know, it is. Some of it is.
For sure.
We have that debate. You know, so I feel like my buddies, they lose a couple games in a row. They're just like, eh, screw it. It's all luck anyways. I'm not going to do it anymore. And then they win a couple in a row. They're like, I'm a genius.
Right. There's definitely a line. You know what I'm saying? There is a line where preparation matters, but it's also like, well, you know, things are just going to happen, man. Like, that's why I don't really get too much. So you said you're an analytics guy. Like Kurt, I know you said that. Like, I'm not really a numbers guy per se. I'm more of, like I said, a feeling. Like, I watch the player, you know, I like, it's got to feel right to me. Like, I got to like the way the guy plays the game. Like, there's certain players I agree with that too.
Mm-hmm. The one thing I do probably too much is the waiver wire. I drop too many. I drop and pick up too much. Sometimes I feel like I have more balance there, because I'll give up somebody and then someone will pick them up and it'll do great.
Nah, you gotta. I mean, if you look at any team, playoff team, not playoff team, if you look at your team at the end of the regular season versus what you drafted, it never looks the same, nor should it to an extent. I mean, you know, you draft Christian McCaffrey in the first round. You want to have him at the end of the year, obviously. But, you know, you get to those mid-round guys and everything, and then the guys who end up being viable because of injuries or rookies who come on halfway through the year, you've got to be on that. You've absolutely got to be on
that. Boy, Zeke Elliott was a pain this year, wasn't he? Especially John and I were like, it's tough when you're passionate about a team. Like, you know, I always wanted to pick up Zeke Elliott because I like the Cowboys, and I always try to get some Cowboy guys. So it's hard to balance that, first of all. But boy, he had the Cowboys. Oh my God. Talking about being frustrated with a team.
Yeah. Yeah. I was very disheartened with them last year, but I don't think Dak was hurt. Lael was hurt. Tyron was hurt. Zach Martin got hurt. They got Ben DiNucci out there. He ran for
the offensive line was just
the Italian stallion.
Yeah. He ran for 900 yards with nothing. I think this year he's a buy low for sure. And all this discussion we're having, like with waiver wires and stuff, that's the great thing about Dynasty. Because Dynasty, this is the time where you're trading. Trading is huge in Dynasty football. So not just waivers, it adds another dimension. Like, I probably have 15 trades a year in each league, at least. You know what I mean? And this is the time where you're targeting guys like Zeke. You know what I mean? You're targeting players that you think are going to bounce back, because that line looks healthy. Dak's back, and I think he's ready to roll. Again, this is stuff. Go watch our video yesterday on YouTube. Anybody listening at home, Kurt, if you're interested, Joe, if you're interested, we talked Dallas Cowboys for about, let's say, 40 minutes with Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com and Coach Dan. You know, he's another big-time Cowboys fan. So this is all stuff we got on there. But I do want to get into DFS discussion. You know, it's been great to pick your guys' brain, see where you're started. But today's show, Joe, we brought you on. You're the DFS guy. So for everyone out there who's not into DFS, let's start. What is DFS, Joe? Give us a break.
DFS, Daily Fantasy Sports. And Kurt, you got to take some notes, because we got you on the league train, but I know you're not playing FanDuel yet, so you better be listening here. But so Daily Fantasy Sports, and I will always be, my first love is a fantasy football league with my friends, as we were saying before. But the supplementing your fantasy football leagues with Daily Fantasy, it's so satisfying, and there's so much poetic justice between the two, which I'll get into in a minute. But what are we talking about with Daily Fantasy Sports? And it's FanDuel, it's DraftKings, there's Stat Hero now. There's a bunch that I'm missing. There it's a trendy thing that's out there now, right? It started with just FanDuel and DraftKings, really were the top two and the first two, but now there's a bunch. And what we're talking about here is being able to play fantasy football just based on a given week, or even a given set of games or groups of games. And what I mean by that is you can go to FanDuel and throw $20 in your account like you used to do with like an old, I always equated it when it first started to like those old time online poker sites that everybody was into in like the 90s, you know, like Poker Stars or whatever. That's kind of how it works. You have an online account, you deposit to it. A lot of these sites now do have some sort of like rewards based on what you deposit. You'll get a little extra. You can accrue rewards as you play. And what you're playing is you are playing on a specific set of game fantasy football contest. So Sunday at 1 o'clock, FanDuel will have a bunch of different types of contests you can get in. 1 p.m. main. That means the full slate of 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Sunday games. That's probably the bread and butter. DraftKings has the same thing. When you see the commercials for the DraftKings Millionaire Maker or the FanDuel $4 million contest that they air like every 5 minutes during the football season, they're promoting their main 1 p.m. Sunday slate of games. And, you know, the Millionaire Maker on DraftKings has like 400,000 people in it. It's $20 to get into. The top 85,000 spots, let's say, pay out approximately, ranging from $1 million for the winner all the way back down to, you know, $20 entry or $10 for, you know, the last set of those 80,000 that are in the prize pool. And what you're doing is you are just picking a team based on a salary cap for those games. So if Tom Brady and Tampa's playing on Monday night, they're not in that 1 p.m. Sunday slate. So the thing about it in the synergy, so you have a $50,000 or $60,000 salary cap. You're trying to put together a lineup of a quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, a tight end, a defense, and then both sites have some sort of variation of flex utility spots where you can put anything except the quarterback and a defense in those spots, like a natural league flex position. And so, for example, Lamar Jackson, let's say, or Patrick Mahomes, let's say he's the top-rated fantasy quarterback in a given week, he'll be $10,000. So really, what are you talking about? You're talking about using 20% or 15% of the salary you have on that quarterback because you feel like he's home against Oakland this week. So now you get to play these matchups. You have your players in a league for the whole season. You're going to live and die with their good matchups when they're home against Oakland, but you're also going to play, you know, whoever it is, Russell Wilson, when they're at Chicago or at Baltimore or playing a better defense. With daily fantasy sports, you get to look at the upcoming week and you get to say to yourself, oh man, that is such a juicy matchup. Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, they're going to go off. Mahomes is going to throw for 400. Tyreek's going to catch 275 yarders. So you right off the bat, you take that lineup when you get in there and you're putting Mahomes and Hill in. Now, granted, that's expensive, but that in your mind is your bread and butter for the week. So you're stacking it. It's like a team stack. You think Kansas City is going to score 45 this week? You're going to play Mahomes. You're going to play one of the wideouts. Maybe you even play a running back. They're playing the worst defense in the league. These are the things that you get to do in daily where when you're looking at your leagues on Sunday morning, you're like, son of a gun, man, I'm going to have to play the Baltimore defense, which I love, but they're at Kansas City this week. I really don't want to play them, but I'm kind of stuck doing that. But then on FanDuel or DraftKings, you get to say, all right, let's go take that juicy matchup of, you know, KC's offense, or let's take that juicy matchup. The Baltimore defense is home against Jacksonville this week. They're going to shut them out and score two defensive touchdowns, and let's go straight at that. So
how is that, Joe, how is that daily, though, if it's just for that Sunday game?
Well, that's a daily. That's one day.
So
as an example, you're just playing
but Monday. You're not. Games. You can't do anything on Tuesday. No, there's no game.
There's formats where it's you could go log in at Tuesday or Wednesday, and you could set a lineup that's Thursday through Monday. You know what I mean? So there is, like, you can do weekly. You can do just Thursday through Sunday morning. You could do Sunday morning through Sunday night. You could do Sunday morning through Monday. Like, there are options to do that.
Here's the best part about it for me, and especially for two things. If you're entry-level DFS, or if you got a bunch of little squirts at home, like we all, well, Kurt's a little too old for that now. His are older. But, you know, if you and I have the little kids at home, one of the ways to really dip your toe, in my opinion, is, to your point, there are all sorts of ranges of contests. But what they also do now is they do, like, these micro contests. So, you know, I get guys into FanDuel for the first time, and they're like, holy shit, I'm going through my 1 p.m. contest and I'm picking through, you know, 20 teams. There's 10 games that are 1 p.m., 4 p.m. It's a lot of players. It's overwhelming. I was doing it for 45 minutes and I still don't know what I want to do. What you can do, and I'll be honest, what I've had the most success with, and I love those main slates, I've had the most success with going with just the 4 o'clock games as a contest. You can just do the 3, 4 o'clock games. You can just do the Sunday night game by itself. They have single game contests now, where it's a five-man lineup. You pick four guys normal, you pick a champion, or yeah. They, you know, are that you pick a spot where it scores 2 times or 1.5 times their actual score rate. They call it like the champion spot. And then you pick 4 other guys and you can do a single game contest. You can do just the 2 primetime games. You can do these smaller groups of games and contests, which I love because A, it doesn't take quite as long to make a lineup. B, I can do them once the kids go to bed if you're talking the night games. But if you're dipping your toes in, it's a lot easier to pick through 4 teams when you're first starting than picking through 20 teams at 1 p.m. So they have made it insanely flexible. You can even do the second half of a game now, which I haven't done, but that's incredible. You can just take the second half of the Monday night game and throw a contest in on that now. So they have created every revenue stream possible on these sites.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kurt.
Is there a draft? Like, how do you pick your team?
So, yeah. So when you go in and you decide, okay, I'm going to do the DraftKings Millionaire Maker this week, that $20, 400,000 people, 1 p.m., you click into it to create an entry. And now you're in a lineup. So you're in an empty lineup that says quarterback, running back, wide out, tight end, defense, utility. And when you click into each position, you now have a list of all the players ranked by salary. And you're going to pick by salary. So like I was saying earlier, you have $60,000 to spend on that full roster.
But you can pick anybody. It's your choice. Yeah, you're not.
But you have to stay within that salary. Yeah. So for every Patrick Mahomes you choose, you're going to have a Cole Beasley, let's say. You can make a hundred different, a backup running back that maybe Latavius Murray, I feel like, is a good example because he's always a backup, but he can always go for 10-50 and a touchdown. You're going to have those guys because they're going to be cheaper, right? So if Mahomes is 10 grand, right. Latavius Murray playing behind Alvin Kamara is only 4 or 5 grand.
Yeah. Now, well, they have to do it that way. I mean, there's 400,000 people playing. You can't, not enough players.
The fun thing is, like, the way I do it is I usually put in like $25 at the start of the season. And I don't play in like, there's $10 contests, $15 contests, $50 contests. I like to spread it out. Like, I'll do a $3, a $5, $7, and then I like to keep my bankroll going. So I like to give myself a limit. And I try not to use it all in 1 week. And if I'm winning, if I cash out, like last year I hit for 3,000 on 1 week. That was the biggest I've ever hit for. Alvin Kamara won it for me. Like, I was in like 5th place on Sunday night. I went up to 3rd place in the 4th quarter, and I was happy with that. And then he scored a touchdown with like 2 minutes left in garbage time. They were already winning. I didn't think there was any chance he was going to do it. Like, why give him the ball? And I hit, and that's the biggest I took out. Now I left about 100 in there, and I continued to play that. The way I like to do it is, so you don't have to set the lineup in order either. Like, you don't have to start with the quarterback. Like, I like to, it's kind of like science in a sense. Like, you're in the lab and you could just mix and match, you know, what's your formula. And you don't have to submit lineup. The way you can save it. Like, so you could toy around with it. If you're not quite comfortable with putting it in, you could save it. You log back in later when you're ready to go. You know, say you have the lineup set, right? You got your guys. You know, once a guy gets hurt, like say you set it on Thursday, right, and it's for the Sunday slate, you can go back in on Sunday morning if you're listening to Matthew Berry or if you're listening to this show or whatever, and you hear, you know, this guy might have a big game. You can go – this could lock in, you somebody out, put somebody in there, you know what I'm saying, and then that might change the money though. So now you – say you get some more money back, and now you had like say 2 players that were really cheap. You got money back, you can get one of those cheap players out and now put more money into that position. So it's a lot of fun. And again, it's like, it's a little bit like doing a science experiment because you're constantly like manipulating it. And I like to say also, like, I like to, you know, when talking about players, you know, in matchups, you can also ride the wave. Like a guy like David Montgomery last year, like he crushed it down the stretch. You might not have him on any team. You know what I mean? You could take a guy like that. He's been killing it and just ride that out. Put him in your lineup every week because David Montgomery wasn't too expensive. You know, people weren't really too keen on him being great, but, you know, you could tell.
I did pick him up in my league.
There you go. So you could tell, like, he was doing great. He's breaking out. Ride it until it breaks. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's different. It doesn't have to be like a regular fantasy league. There's different ways you can play it.
T.Y. Hilton's another great example of that. because he was sucked the first half of the year. And then all of a sudden the second half of the year, he started coming on. But that's one of the synergies with the leagues that I love. Like, right, you have your passionate draft guys you want to draft in your leagues. And then, you know, on the waiver wire each week, you have the hot commodities. Sometimes you land those guys, sometimes you don't. You can kind of make all that right when you're doing those week, when you're doing DFS, because each week you get to put, you can play the hot guy every week. And to be honest, you need to play the hot guy every week. You know, what I'll say about the injury thing is that's a necessity that you, like, if you, DFS is so competitive now, If you are not on that injury train at 12:45 on a Sunday, you can throw your 1 o'clock lineup out the window. You won't win it, because
that's why I don't play in those crazy contests. Yeah. You know, I don't play in the huge, like, so there's contests where it's for millions of dollars. There's a little bit of exaggeration, but people are putting in, like, they're sharks, and you're afraid to spend $20 on this one roster. Guys, you could submit multiple lineups in those things. So I like to narrow it down. I like in smaller formats where you can only enter one lineup per person, because the sharks are throwing 20 lineups in there. You know what I mean? So I like it, like, in a few, there's a few thousand people in there. You know what I mean? I think my chances are better. I think I'm not playing against the sharks because I'm only throwing in $3. And what do I know? Maybe they're all in there as well. But I like to increase my opportunity to cash out, because I'd rather win $15. You know, then lose 20 trying to get a million. You know what I'm saying? Because that 15, you know, it'll stack up. And maybe somewhere down the road, as I get more comfortable, I'll start doing that. Like, maybe that's where Joe is now, but I'm still in the intermediate level. So I prefer winning.
And I think that's how do you win?
There's a real science around the types of contests you get in. If you're playing every week, there is a real science and strategy around that. If you talk to professionals, which there are now, right? There's professional DFS players out there. There's a real science on how you manage your balance. I don't have that type of balance to need that much science. I mix and match. I will play those millionaire contests. But what I also like, to your point, is I love single entry tournaments. Because to your point, one lineup each, I'll stack up my best lineup against everybody else's. Mm-hmm. To your point, I don't feel as good stacking up my best two against your best 20. And right, that's what you run into, the bigger ones. So I like those single entries. But I'll tell you what else I like. You know, double ups. I love the double ups and the triple ups. 20 people in it, you put $5 in, the top 10 make $10. So you double your money and you only have to finish in the top 50%. So for me, and that's always single entry. So what I'm looking, I'm like, you know what? I'm confident. I might not be the best 5% out there, but I'm pretty damn sure on most weeks I'll be in the top 50%. So I enjoy those double up contests. I think those are a good way to dip your feet in. And then more specifically on FanDuel than DraftKings, you can do three people contests. And on both, you can do head to head. Kurt, you and I could play for $10. We both put $10 in. The winner gets 19. We could do a three person contest, the three of us. We put $5 in. The winner gets $13.50. So you can really, so I do a range. Those big tournament entries have to have a higher score to win than you need as a rule to win in a 20 person double up. So, you know, you hear people say GPP a lot, guaranteed prize pool, the big tournaments. And they'll say, my GPP lineup is different than my cash lineup. Cash, they'll say, is the smaller tournaments, the double ups. And what people are saying, just to educate, and I don't actually believe in this, to be honest, what they're saying is my guaranteed prize pool, big millionaire maker tournament lineup, it's going to have Minshew as my quarterback. Because nobody else is playing him. He's only 6,000. It's not a horrible matchup they have this week. And I'm going to bank on him to be different. And then I'm going to play, you know, it's going to be a radical lineup. They're still going to have their Mahomes and everything. But it's going to be a more radical lineup that they have versus when you're playing a three-person just with your friends. The methodology would be to play a safer lineup. So there's a lot of strategy out there. I don't personally believe in that. I think your best lineup is your best lineup, regardless of the type of contest that you're in, even though a lot of people will disagree with me. So Kurt, to your point though, the way you win is you now have your team, all three, you know, let's say it's a three-person contest, the three of us. We all have our three-person team. At 1 o'clock on Sunday, when the games go live, our lineups go live, and there's now a live scoring site page, let's say, right? Let's talk SharePoint, right, Kurt? There's a live scoring site page, and you can see the standings of our three teams, and then you can click into our teams and see all of the players that we have drafted. So you know who you're going against, and you watch the live scoring. And then what there is behind the contest is typical scoring rules like in your regular fantasy league. And in daily fantasy can be a little different scoring, but it's not that far off a typical fantasy league. You know, you're basically getting your 10 points for 100 yards. DraftKings, and, you know, there's idiosyncrasies and differences between the two, and I enjoy that. DraftKings will give a 100-yard bonus for wide receivers and running backs. FanDuel doesn't give that 100-yard bonus. So there's a little bit of differences. DraftKings, I believe, is a full-point PPR. FanDuel is a half point PPR. So, you know, what does that mean? Julian Edelman, when he's healthy, is probably a little more valuable on DraftKings than he is on FanDuel. So you do want to take a second and think about those things. But once your lineups are live, it aggregates that live scoring all day long, and you see the stat and you see the standings. And then when the contest is over, whoever has the most points, that's how you win. And, you know, it's real money and it's in your pocket immediately. We all play leagues where you pay your entry fee on draft night, and then you're not seeing any money back until probably December or January, depending on what type of league you're in. FanDuel and DraftKings, your 1 p.m. contest ends at 4 o'clock with the 4 o'clock games. As soon as those 4 o'clock games are over, within 15 minutes, you have your money in your account, and now you can use it for the 8 o'clock games or carry it over to next week or take it out or do whatever you want with it.
John was kind of saying this. Can you, I mean, if you want to dip your toe in for $25 or something, could you last a whole season?
Oh, absolutely. You can play quarter contests and $1 contests. You know, they have very cheap. You can play free. You don't even have to deposit to play. You can make a login, make an account, and the first week we could do a free one, Kurt, dip your toe in, and then you could deposit going in the second week if you want.
Now, the reason I do 25 is because I like to cap. So sometimes it doesn't last me all season. So if it doesn't, like I like to put restrictions on, because I do have so much invested in my dynasty leagues. You know what I mean? I probably put like, you know, $1,200, you know, spread out over all the dynasty leagues I'm in. So I don't want to go crazy. You know what I mean? I don't want my wife seeing the bankroll DraftKings. You know what I mean? So, so say I lose it, you know, I'm out. And then maybe I give a few weeks, I give myself a little break. I get the itch again, you know, week 9, 10, say my fantasy team is doing bad. So that's over. That season's over. I'm going to deposit another $25, $50 in because I'm not making the playoffs in my other leagues and I need something to keep me invested. You know what I mean? So it's really a restriction. And if you hit big, you know, it can last you all season now. So he was talking about double ups and triple ups. You know, the leagues that I like to play in DraftKings, I usually use DraftKings. So the way you can win in some others is, you know, there's some leagues where there's 3,000 people, 5,000, like you're saying, you know, 10,000, 100,000, whatever. And in all, and those, it'll say like, all right, the top, you know, say it's a 5,000 person league, the top 1,500 get paid. And then the person who's 1,500 to 1,250, say you put in $2, they'll win back $2. And then from like 1,200 to 1,000, they'll win $3. From 1,000 to 750, they'll win $4. From 750 to 500, it's 10. From 500 to 300, it's 15, and so on. And it starts to get higher and higher. And then like the 10th person will get $500, 9th, 750, you know, and say the first place person gets, you know, $3,000, whatever. But all of that, when you click, so when you go on the site, when you're getting ready to join a league, it's going to put a list. So on the left,
did he freeze?
I don't know, FanDuel. It'll tell you, like, all right, do you want to do double up, triple up? You know, do you want to do, you know, whatever? Do you want to do multipliers? You know, all that. You click it, and then it'll show you a list of all of them. And then next to it, it'll tell you how much it is to enter, how many people are they going to allow in it. Then you could click that, and there'll be a little blurb. You know, this is how much, this is where you have to place to win. This is how much you'll win if you place here. You know, this is what percentage you're going to get. So it shows you exactly how you'll place, how much you'll get, and then whatever odds you like, whatever you're comfortable with, you pick that one. You know what I mean?
Like a slot machine.
Yeah. And that's another synergy that you mentioned that I love is, you know, whether you don't make the playoffs in your league, you're done week 13, week 14, you make the playoffs, you're done week 16, week 17, whatever it is. DFS football goes through the Super Bowl. I mean, you play the Super Bowl as a single game lineup. So you can literally play DFS on every single football game, almost at the singular level at this point all year long?
The first week of the playoffs is great because that's when there's the most teams in it. You know what I mean? That's like DFS and the first week of the playoffs is awesome. And also like the
perfect amount of teams.
And if you play in if you play regular fantasy football, usually the last week of the season, it's going to be weird this year because they added another week. But usually the last week of the season, you don't have fantasy football because most championships end the week before the final week. Because the final week, you got teams resting players. You got teams that are trying to tank, whatever. That last week, you could play that as well because the rest of you know your stuff is done. But all right, we got about 10 minutes left. And I think we got some basics in here, and I think that's great. Why don't you just talk a little bit about, you know, simple strategy? If you have any strategy, what's some simple strategy? What's some things you would recommend to a newcomer to do to make sure they do when setting a lineup to help them be successful early on?
Yeah, and I think, you know, you were talking about that a minute ago, saying how you kind of jump around when you're starting, you know, you don't go in order from quarterback to defense when you're setting your lineup. So there's a bunch of different strategies. For me, I start with who are my must-haves for the week, regardless of price. So, and I know a couple of those guys are going to be expensive. I don't like to gamble at quarterback. I really don't, personally. So I'll usually spend some money on quarterback unless there's an outlying matchup that's really juicy on a given week. And then normally what I'll do is I say, so whatever quarterback I like that much, I'm now going to look at their wide receivers. So, you know, they call it the stack and it's really big. So I'll go back to Kansas City. If you think Mahomes is going for 404, you're going to want to draft Kelce or Hill. Now, realistically, you probably can't draft all three. I mean, you could, you'd be really strapped, but you definitely want to take Kelce or Hill. So I'll start there. Then after that, what I'll do is I will fill in defense and tight end.
Yeah.
And what I will do there, to be honest, in most cases, unless there's a defensive matchup that is so lights out, and they do come up because we have some bad offenses, right? I don't even play good defenses anymore. You're almost playing against the bad offenses sometimes, right? Like, who is Jacksonville playing when they're dreadful? Who is Houston playing when Deshaun Watson's out? These are the defenses I want. I will take the cheapest defense and the cheapest tight end that I feel comfortable with taking. And I don't like, I'm not taking a guy that I'm risking a one or a zero, but you know, the cheapest that I'm comfortable taking tight end wise, it's usually like a Kyle Rudolph, because Rudolph doesn't get a lot of targets anymore, but he still gets in the end zone a lot.
He's Goedert. Goedert, his rookie year was huge. Dallas Goedert, like that was huge. You know, he was the tight end too. Like if you could find guys like that, young guys, like
Yes. Fans,
happy offense. I agree. I like that.
Yeah. So I will go with that tight end. That's cheap, but I really feel like it's going to get those red zone targets at least. I'll go for the defense again. That's on the cheaper end, but I don't think it's going to get lit up. Then after that, what you really have to look at, and this is where it's intimidating in my opinion, because I'll be frank, Kurt, if you're going to set your lineup on Saturday for Sunday, 1 o'clock, and you're not going to check it again, don't play. Don't play. You're not going to win. And what I mean by that is, let's take the Cowboys, for example. You guys, I believe it was week 15 against the 49ers. At about 12:45 that week, Ezekiel Elliott, who was a game time decision, but was reported that he was going to play, at about 12:45, he got yanked and they made him inactive. Yes. So I can tell you exactly the people who placed in tournaments that week. The people who got on at 12:50 and put Tony Pollard in their lineup. Because I don't know if you guys remember, but Pollard went for like 130 total yards and I believe 3 touchdowns that week. And he was like a $4,500 running back option.
Right. So they didn't change the price. The price that didn't change for him because that's what he was going into the week. So they didn't go in there and raise the price because it would have affected everyone's lineup if anybody had put him in there. Yep. So that's gold.
You can change your whole lineup because you spent a lot of money on Ezekiel Elliott. So you could better your team, your whole team, right?
So that tight end that you were short on, like say you went cheap on tight end, you put Pollard in. Now you can go for a guy who you might be more confident in.
That's cool.
Or say your wide receiver 3. Say you had a guy like Cole Beasley, upgrade to a higher.
Joe and John, I'm in trouble. I am in trouble. Yeah. You guys are getting me.
It's a necessity.
You guys are getting me in trouble.
If you don't make those switches, you're not going to win. You won't win because your cheap guy is going to get the 5 or 10 points that a normal 4,500 salary guy gets. And then the 25% of the people that got Pollard get his 30 points and you're done. It's over. So it's really important to get those hot waiver plays. And it's another one of those synergies with leagues. You're on the waiver wire. You know, if you're doing well in your league, you're at the bottom of your waiver wire. If the rule is waiver by standings, which I think is typical. Yeah. Well, so you're never getting the pick of the litter. If you're 6-1 in a league, you're going to be picking 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th in the waiver wire. You're not going to have the opportunities for those guys. So when that happens to me on Thursday with waivers in our leagues or Wednesday, my mind immediately goes to FanDuel and DraftKings and say, you know what? I didn't get Pollard on the waiver wire in my leagues, but he will damn sure be in my lineup Sunday at 1 o'clock for FanDuel. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I love this tip and I have no problem with it because even in church, Lord, please forgive me, but I am looking at my app wondering what's going on.
That needs to be a drop. So we have me and Justin, we don't have drops yet, but that Lord, please forgive me. I'm going to tell Justin, he's going to have to fast forward to 54:30 of this episode. We got to cut that. Lord, please forgive me. We're going to have to use that for all of our big takes this year. I get
it. I'm watching my phone in church.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get home and make sure I watch.
Anytime you have a bad pick from the week prior, that should be the drop. Lord, please forgive me.
Lord, please. Or if I have to start an Eagle or a Giant, you know, as a Cowboys fan, that's another way. Man, this has been a lot of fun. Rich, my another member of Toilets and Titles, he said he'll pray for you.
Thank you, Rich.
You're good. All right. Well, hey, this has been a blast. I definitely feel like we need to do this again sometime. We probably could have talked for 2 hours, you know, talking DFS, but I am going to wrap this up. And while we're wrapping it up, I do want to let everybody know that today's episode was brought to you by Primetime Sports Talk, your top source for all major sports content, including DFS, fantasy advice, and great gambling tips. Be sure to head to primetimesportstalk.com to check out their in-depth analysis, exclusive articles, fascinating interviews, and explore the rest of their amazing podcast family. Again, primetimesportstalk.com, your go-to spot for sports content. Guys, I'm going to share with you a link in our text, our YouTube link to the Frankenstein video. Joe, I'm assuming, I think you're going to dig it. I think you're going to come in as a friend of the show. You're invited. Kurt, you're invited as well, but why don't you watch it, see if it's something you're comfortable with, because again, this was an hour. You didn't know DFS, and now you're saying, you know, you're in trouble. Like, you bought it. So the Frankenstein, you might listen to it, and you might think, you know, this is good. And again, it's a good way to network. We got some good guys in there. It's a little, you know, it's a lot of fun. And I think, you know, we'd like to have both you guys as friends of the show. Kurt, I'm also going to share with you the Dallas Cowboys episode last night. Yeah. I think you'll enjoy that. Everybody who's listening at home, I will share both of those. If you're a fan of the show, a listener of the show, getting Frankenstein, man. There's a bunch of spots this year. We upped it to 3 divisions. Each is a 12-team division, and there's going to be 3 copies of each player. All right, so it's going to make it easier for you guys. The draft is going to be a lot of fun. We have a big-time rock, paper, scissors. We have a virtual rock, paper, scissors contest to decide draft order. All right, so it's big-time stuff. We're doing big boy things. All right, so if you want to get in, the way you get in, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, okay? Send a screen cap to us at Toilets and Titles on Twitter. You can follow the show there at Toilets and Titles. I'm at Coach Sheps. Justin is at there at JustinFF_Joe. You could find him on Twitter. He's got his show. It's at 2Tix2Fantasy. That's 2Tix2Fantasy. Joe, why don't you tell us again, you know, what you've been working on, what you got coming out, and let everybody know where they could find it and what to expect from you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. At 2Tix2Fantasy on Twitter, I think that's really how we're communicating the most with our fans. And we are on just about all of the podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple, Google. I get my 10-year-old to ask Alexa to play 2Tix2Fantasy, and she does. And then so you can tap it onto it on Alexa also. And we're ready for another exciting year of content. You know, leagues were a little weird last year going with the COVID. We didn't know how it was going to work out. So I'm ready to go full blast. Draft prep starting soon. You know, analysis up the butt. We are ready to go. The 2021 season, fans back in the building, leagues going back full blown. So 2Tix2Fantasy, and we will give you all of those FanDuel and DraftKings plays that you need to make some money on Sunday afternoon. Thank you.
You got it. Sorry, my daughter's coming in and she's interrupting. I got a few minutes left, so I wasn't telling you to stop. I was telling her to stop. You have to wait a minute. I'll be right out, okay? Sorry. All right, so definitely go check that out, Joe. We're going to be linking up for sure. If you ever want me to hop on, I'd love to be a guest sometime. I'd love to talk, and I'm going to continue to pick your brain. You know, it's great making new friends in this industry, and I look forward to talking to you. Kurt, hopefully today we helped you out. We didn't hurt you. It's been great. It's been great having you on. I don't want this to affect your podcast, Geeking on WDW, because I need that weekly, all right? So I don't want to get you in trouble and then affect that, because then that's going to affect me, All right. So it's been a lot of fun, man. Again, Kurt's on Twitter at Geekin on WDW. I know he doesn't use it much. Why don't you tell us about your Facebook group? All right. Tell him about the podcast. Tell him about your Facebook group. I know you're more active in there. And yeah. I know you have a Patreon as well. You have, you know, like a certain chat for that special episode. So give us a little rundown on all that.
Yeah. I've been very much supported by my community. And I build my community where we meet on a daily basis in Facebook. I have a private Facebook group. So if you go out to Facebook, look for Geekin on WDW Family, and not the page, the group, and I will get you into my Disney World group. Yeah, I got out of Twitter. So I can only focus on one thing at a time. I probably should be in other places, but again, my focus, I am just all the time, every hour of the day between email and Facebook. So that's where
it's working.
My gang hangs out.
It's working for you.
It is. And yeah, I can see a little bit of my Patreon money going to the fantasy football now, guys. Yes, that is. I've been thinking of, you know, I live in Connecticut. So as you guys were talking, I have these visions of going down to Ledyard and the casinos down there with John. I have the same. When I go to the casino, and I don't do it a lot, but I bring like maybe a couple $100. If I lose my couple $100, I just don't like losing money. So I got to save it up for Disney World. That costs a lot of money.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. Yeah, you got the
grand. I have something to promote, which is my Grand Geek and Gathering. We meet live in Disney World in February this year or next year coming up. So if you listen to my podcast, come to the Grand Geek and Gathering in February. You'll hear all the details on my podcast. But yeah, I'd love to have you come over and check us out over there.
Excellent, man. Excellent. And there's actually a fantasy football convention coming up. I want to say in August. There's an expo in Ohio, Canton. I know we're going. I'll share that. Some of the guys from the show, we're getting a house out there. It's a Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday we're going to the Football Hall of Fame, and then Sunday's the convention. So Joe, you might be, I'll share the info with both of you guys. It should be a lot of fun. But as Kurt mentioned, his Patreon, we actually started our Patreon about 2 weeks ago. It's patreon.com/toiletsandtitles. Again, we have three tiers. The first tier is it's $3. We got a group chat in there, you know, everybody on WhatsApp. Second tier is $5. It gets you into Frankenstein, gets you into the chat, gets you early access to some of our episodes. And the third tier is $10. You get one-on-one roster analysis, free entry into Frankenstank. You get in the group chat, get early access to the waiver wire episodes. Guys, it has been a lot of fun. Again, I'm glad you know, Kurt, we linked up. I'm glad you got me linked up with Joe, because I look forward to talking to him in the future. Definitely going to be listening into both of your podcasts. And again, hopefully we do this in the future. So everybody listening at home, we appreciate you listening. Make sure to check out the show, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. Like, subscribe, hit some reviews, and we will catch you all later on.
Thanks guys. So much.